From one complex animal to a very complex disease, and that's cancer. 9 out of 10 cancer deaths are due to tumours that have spread from the original site, the primary tumour, to form secondary tumours in places like the lungs, the liver, the brain. And scientists call this process metastasis. And now new research from scientists in the US, the UK and Canada has revealed a very important molecule called LOX that's involved in metastasis, and this could lead to new treatments for cancer. Now, to explain why LOX is so important, we need to backtrack a bit, because secondary tumours, these metastases, they don't just spring up anywhere. And in the same way that if a gardener wants to spread seeds on the ground, you need to have the right soil. So seeds that fall on a gravel path, they're not really going to grow, but seeds that fall in nice moist soil, they'll grow. And it's the same with cancer cells that spread around the body. They need to find these nice little niches called pre-metastatic niches that are formed by little bundles of cells from the bone marrow that sit in these little bundles, and they sort of make an environment that the cancer cells like. And now Janine Erler and her colleagues have found that a protein called LOX helps to play an important role in forming these niches. Now LOX acts a bit like a master craftsman, and it glues together the proteins that form the extracellular matrix, or the jelly that holds cells together. And they think that LOX is gluing together these proteins, attracting bone marrow cells, and therefore making the right kind of environment for cancer cells to spread into. And so the team showed that LOX was important by transplanting mice with normal breast cancer cells, and then breast cancer cells that had been genetically manipulated so they didn't carry this LOX protein at all. And they found that these LOX-free cancer cells just didn't really spread. They couldn't make the changes in the area to spread into. So this is really important, because it's not just mouse breast cancer cells. They found in 95 samples of secondary tumours from cancer patients with all types of cancer, from breast, bowel, stomach and esophageal cancers, in more than half of these samples there were high levels of LOX and little clusters of these bone marrow cells, so potentially could be a good target for cancer drugs in the future.
It's amazing to think that a cancer cell in one part of the body is manipulating or orchestrating the behaviour of whole clusters of tissues elsewhere in the body and making it possible for it to spread in that way.
They're incredible things. They're almost like rogue organs, tumours are. They manipulate the immune system, they manipulate all these molecules to kind of get their own way and get round the body's processes.
And one of the things we have to remember is, of course, cancers have got the entire genetic repertoire of our body at their disposal. And not just that, but they can also rearrange genes because they're genetically a bit messed up anyway. And this means that they can make whole new proteins that do whole new jobs. And that's why they're such a danger to life, because they completely contort your biochemistry to whatever they want to do.
Exactly. They're evolving cells. They have all these changes in them, and then under whatever pressure the body throws at them, they change again. It's crazy things.
Do we know why your body has these clusters of bone marrow cells around the place normally?
Well, it's probably to do with the tumour cells that are around. They secrete these things like LOX, and that causes changes. But then there may be just these bone marrow cells in little groups. It's not really very well understood what prepares these pre-metastatic niches. Some of it might be from cancer cells, some of it might be there already, we don't really know.
Some people have suggested it's a repair process, because if you do experiments on mice which have been manipulated so they make green glowing bone marrow cells, and then you make, say, injuries in the skin, then you see skin cells that are glowing green later. And what this suggests is that because the only cells in the body that glow green are bone marrow stem cells, probably stem cells come out of the bone marrow, they get recruited to the injured place, and they then turn into new cells at the injury site to help to make good a repair.
That's an intriguing link between cancer and long-term inflammation as well, that kind of thing.